We are rolling here at the 2018 PSCU Member Forum in St. Louis, Missouri, in America's heartland. James Gill from CU Engage. How are you, sir?
First time in St. Louis for me.
Me too.
Flown through the airport a lot, but first time I got a chance to see the arch outside.
I did, me too. I'm like, hey.
I think I'm actually going to go up in it today.
Are you? Okay.
A little scared of heights, a little claustrophobic, so I've been warned to... not freak out.
Well, what's the elevator like? Does the elevator go like that to the arch or something? I've never seen the technology behind all that.
Yeah, I think it's more like a pod. I guess they built it quite a long time ago when they were building the actual arch themselves. Yeah. I may be wrong on that. Probably someone from St. Louis is going to say, no, that's not what it is. But anyway, I'm going to give it a go.
Can you bungee jump from the top, maybe?
I'm not going to do it. If you can, I'm not.
Yeah, there would be some sort of safety thing going on there. Anyway,
yeah.
We digress a little bit here. Hey, let's get the latest. What's going on with CU Engage?
Really busy. I mean, it's the sort of time of year where we're at different conferences. We've got a lot of our clients here at PSCU. We'll be out at Co-op in a few weeks. I'll see you out there, Mike.
Yep.
Saw you in San Francisco a few weeks ago.
That was a cool conference you guys held. Really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been a lot of follow-up from that with our clients that were out there, as well as a number of new clients that we're working with on our technology team. Heather Mosier down in San Diego, mm-hmm. Loretta as well, and others members of our technology team. So that's going great, and we really feel that that area is a necessity to help our credit unions as they, you know, grow consistently across all of their channels.
I must say, your blockchain panel with Brian Bedell from Finovation, who is now part of Advantage Analytics Chris Kovacs from Constellation, and then CU Ledger's John Ainsworth, and then Jeff Johnson from Baxter.
Yep, absolutely.
Don't forget
Layton from Visa.
And Doug Layton. Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Doug. I apologize, Doug. What an incredible panel that was. I mean, that should have gone on for like 2 hours, but awesome.
Yeah, no, it really was. And we had a lot of feedback on that said that was probably, you know, breaking it down the simplest that they've heard from actually what is blockchain, where is it going. And the one line I took away from it is don't shy away from it. Blockchain really right now is really where the internet was 20 years ago. No one really knew exactly what direction it was going to spiral into.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, live and learn from it today.
Mm-hmm. And how it kind of morphed into the MyCUID, whole sovereign identity concept, which is becoming a reality. So, oh my gosh, really exciting stuff.
Yeah, got a chance to catch up with John Ainsworth here yesterday. Okay. And they also announced, PSCU investing in that technology. So I think it's exciting. It's exciting. And I'm glad CUSOs are investing for the benefit of the clients.
Yep. What takeaways do you want to take back from, or what are you looking for at this show? And what takeaways do you want to take back from this conference?
So, you know, I mentioned a lot of our clients are here. I think we want to make sure that the technology partners out there, the vendors from the processing side, the online banking side, that they're really investing in what's ahead for credit unions. I do love the theme of this conference, which is engage, empower, and elevate. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I like the word engage.
I wonder why.
Yeah, exactly. But those three words, I think, sort of mirror what we do as an organization. Needless to say, we're engaging with our clients. And, you know, engaging doesn't mean just have a conversation. It means you are engaged. And so, you know, we really look for a lot of discovery in finding out what do our clients need and want, and actually help and guide them through creating those strategies. I love the word empower, because I think it's empowering the credit unions to do what they need to do. Again, I mentioned the digital channels, things like APIs, and giving them the information for the credit unions to digest and put out in a consistent way across all of their channels. And that, again, mentioning the technology side, we believe that's a huge area that we can help with. And then elevate, it's all around growth, and you're going to have to grow in, you know, not just card processing, but, you know, every single product from a credit union, but you have to do it in a consistent way. And again, if you turn it upside down and look at it from the member standpoint, look at their experience and make sure that is consistent and it's not one experience for this and one experience for that.
It's actually working backwards from that, right?
You know,
working
back, it actually is.
Reverse engineering it, I guess, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we would encourage our clients and everyone else here that during our meetings and our kickoff meetings and project meetings, we always leave an empty seat. And then, like, it's someone else joining us. It's like, yeah, it's your member. Think of the member. So like you said, turn it upside down and reverse engineer it from the other end. So
Very cool. Yeah. Hey, I know getting out your crystal ball in this day and age, especially technology-wise, is a really difficult thing to do. But kind of wrap-up question here for you. How do you see the rest of 2018 wrapping or shaking out here, because we're already through the first quarter, well into the second quarter. Yeah. How do you see the rest of it shaking out?
Yeah, 2017 was a blur. Oh, yeah. We're like, okay, are we going to get a chance to like catch up a little bit in 18? No, we're off to a fast start here, and the pace is only going to increase. I think analytics is a big buzzword that's going on, and actually Chris from Constellation said it very well. Analytics isn't about buying a product and doing something. It's actually figuring out your strategy, looking at your data, looking at all the different areas that your data is in, and then actually figuring out what do you want to do with that in a relevant way to your members. Mm-hmm. We've talked for years about, don't try and take on too much. We talk about bill pay, for example. Yeah. Bill payment information is a gold mine for the credit unions. You can see where is their car payments going, whose mortgage. Look at the data you have today. Don't think of, analytics as this, huge kind of ball. We're actually about to do a campaign to our clients, which is really around a rubber band ball. And it's like, there are so many different things wound together. Don't try and take on the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Take it piece by piece and start somewhere. In the words of Nike, just do it. Just start somewhere. Yep. So
one step, even if it's a baby step, just get going.
Absolutely.
James, I always enjoy talking to you because I can just kind of throw the questions out the window and let you go, man. So thank you very much.
Thank you, David Letterman.
Appreciate it all the time. I didn't hear the...